Welcome to the Brand You Like a Boss podcast for ordinary people looking to live a meaningful and extraordinary life. Your host, Natasha Weston, talks branding and interviews incredible bosses from various industries, professions, and walks of life who are successfully building brands that people know, love, and trust. Join the conversation. Now, here's Natasha.
Hey guys, it's Natasha Toddy Weston here, and welcome back to the Brand You Like a Boss podcast. Today's episode is titled Brand You Back to the Basics. So you know I had to start from the very, very, very basics of personal branding because a lot of people get it so confused. So today, my hope and my goal in this episode is to clarify what a personal brand is, why is it important for you to tap into it, and I'm going to give you three goals every personal brand should have. So that is what this episode is going to be all about. So pull out your pen and some paper and get in a place where you are quiet so that you can really engulf yourself into today's episode. And so first I want to say thank you guys so much for subscribing and all of that good stuff, for sharing on social media and just really tapping into this special series as we gear up for June 21st for the release of the Brand You Like a Boss book, which is now available for pre-order. You can go to brandyoulikeaboss.com/pre-order and it will link you to the Amazon page, or you can order your autographed copies right there on the site. So thank you so much to everybody that is pre-ordering your books, getting ahead of the game, taking advantage of the amazing bonuses that my team and I have handcrafted just for you guys. And so let's go ahead and jump into today's episode. So the first question that I often get, rather it is online, on social media, working with a new client in a discovery call, wherever, the first question is always, I'm confused. Why do I need a personal brand and what is it exactly? A lot of us, we start businesses and we just have no clue what branding is, why it's important, why we as individuals need to tap into, understand, and continuously cultivate who we are and how we evolve and grow, and how does it relate to the people who are connected to us, to our followers on social media, to the people who are buying our products and services if you're an entrepreneur. How does it relate to you if you are sitting on a 9-to-5 and you're trying to get that raise or that promotion? And so that's the beauty of this book, is that I'm giving you a real life approach to personal branding, and it's not just a book filled with definitions. So I want to go ahead and get this part out of the way before the next five episodes so that you're clear on what personal branding is and why it's important. So I like to define personal branding as your personality plus some strategy. And that is because you already have the personal brand. There is no personal brand. You don't need to make a personal brand. You build and cultivate a personal brand. And so if someone has told you, well, you don't have a brand yet, yes, you do. Your brand is who you are. And in the book, I can very distinctly quote something that I said. I said, personal branding isn't that deep. We just make it that deep. And I say that because we are trying to figure out these fancy definitions and the Forbes definition of branding and everything else, when in reality, we already have our brand. Our brand is who we are and what we do every day. It's just our job to strategize it a little bit better and to position ourselves. And that word positioning keeps coming up. I just shared on my Facebook page that this month is all about creating your own opportunities, your own platform, and positioning yourself for the win. Positioning yourself for the win. And that is, in a nutshell, what personal branding is. You are who you are. There's really not too much altering you're going to do with that, right? And even if you've grown up and you've evolved, your personality 9 times out of 10 is still going to be the same in a lot of instances. So personal branding is an ongoing process that allows and encourages you. It encourages you to grow consistently, constantly, to evolve constantly and consistently, and to reinvent yourself constantly and consistently. Now let's go back to that word reinvent, because a lot of people, they think that you're not supposed to reinvent yourself. Yes, you are. Because as we grow, as we learn, we're supposed to be growing. And if you're not growing and reinventing and re-evolving yourself constantly, you're doing yourself and your life a huge disjustice. And as a result, you're doing the world, everybody around you that's connected to you, you're doing them a disservice. And so that's what a personal brand is in a nutshell. And of course, in the book, I get into greater detail, but I vowed in this book to make sure that it was not just a book filled with fancy definitions and you still didn't understand it when it was over. So I'm very excited about that part, because I can remember when I first really started to understand my brand and, you know, being online and looking around for someone that could teach me a real life demonstration, or give me a real life scenario of what a personal brand would look like. I really can't find too much of that. The closest I got was like the Gary Vee and the Tony Robbins, like people who have really built spectacular personal brands. Like, I mean, obviously Oprah and Beyonce and, you know, Kendrick Lamar and obviously the Kardashians are great examples of building personal brands. Let me stop there for a minute. The Kardashians. And guys, don't run away from me now, because I know, because I said the Kardashians, many of you are completely turned off instantly. That's a problem. And here's why I say that. The Kardashians, whether you love them or hate them, personal brand, think back to the last episode, love them or hate them. It's really either one of the two. You cannot deny the fact that these women are the perfect example of a personal brand. Let's focus on the most popular Kardashian, Kim. Kim had a sex tape. And we'll never know if she intentionally had, you know, if she knew that that was being recorded or not. That, like, only her and Ray J would know that ever. Right? And so that one part of her life that from the outside looking in, it was a horrible decision. It was not, you know, depending on who you are, I guess, talking, you know, most would look down on having a sex tape, right? With a rapper. It's just not a good look, right? But the crazy thing is, Kim was always a hustler. If you've done your research on Kim Kardashian used to sell clothes, I think, on eBay. And she learned that I think she could flip clothes and sell them for more money. Something along those lines. Don't quote me on it. But the point is, she still had that foundation despite that one negative stain on her reputation. Now look at her. She's probably like the richest woman that is not known for being a singer or an actress or anything along those lines. Kim is simply a billionaire because she's Kim. That's it. Anything she touches, she not only makes money from it, but she's influencing millions of people. Let me change that. Millions of people. Whatever product she puts her name or her face on, she's not only making money, but she's influencing other people to buy. That's the kind of influence the majority of us want. It does not matter what industry you're in, what position you're in corporate America. We all want that type of influence, if you want to be honest with yourself. And so when I hear people say, oh, I don't hear about those Kardashians, girl, get your life. You better learn from those Kardashians. And I'm not saying to do what they do and to live your life the way that you live them. But when you're building a brand, you have to be smart. You have to look at the people who are doing it right and follow along the lines. Follow along the lines. It's super, super duper important. Super duper important. And I, you know, stopped on Kim Kardashian for a minute the Kardashians in general, because they are a great example of personal branding. And I literally study them. For example, I had no idea that someone wrote a book about, I think it's called The Kim Kardashian Approach. Now, most people would have looked at that book cover or read that book title and did what most people do and say, I'm not going to read a book about Kim Kardashian. Well, guess what I did? I ordered it. And I'm actually quite surprised that the book was not publicized way more than it has been. And I'm surprised Kim excuse me, guys, I'm surprised Kim didn't talk about it as much as I think I saw it on her Snapchat last week. And that was really the most promotion I think she did for it. And that brings me to another point about personal branding. It's often like a negative stigma that goes with, oh, I'm going to brand myself. People start to think that you're just all about yourself and, you know, it's just selfish. Don't think about it that way. That's all I can say. So anyway, I ordered the book and I encourage you guys to grab it because it's the perfect example of personal branding. And this, the guy that wrote the book, he's like in that celebrity world. And so he studied stuff like this. And I believe that the book can be a lot of value to someone that is trying to gain a lot of influence. So don't get, you know, caught up with what the name of the book is. It's just that Kim is a really great example of an effective, strong personal brand. So guys, of course, go pre-order the Brand You Like a Boss book at brandyoulikeaboss.com/pre-order. It's also on Amazon, guys. Grab that book and go grab that Kim Kardashian book. But don't grab that Kim Kardashian book without ordering the Brand You Like a Boss book. The two of them will work hand in hand together. Anyway, I just had to plug that in there. But so that is what a personal brand is. Why is it important for you to tap into the brands of you? Here's why. Who you are authentically, not who other people tell you you should be, but who you are authentically, is the highest value that you have in this world and in life in general. So by trying to look like somebody else, by trying to have the same exact messages as someone else, to do the exact same things and follow the exact blueprint of somebody else, you know what you're doing? You're diluting your blueprint and you are bringing down the value of your life. That is what you're doing. And so tapping into the brand of you is essential for you to live the life that God has created you to live. For you to have the maximum impact in life, you've got to know who you are and you've got to know how to leverage and maximize every opportunity possible, even if it means creating it for yourself. And here's the thing. No one has your brand the same way nobody has the exact same thumbprint. Period. Bottom line. And there's really not much more to say about that. And so if you're listening to this and you're wondering, well, I don't really know if I have a brand or a personal brand. Yes, you do. Now it is your job in reading this book. You're going to find that you do have unique value that is essential for you to execute and leverage in this world. Bottom line. Okay, so now I want to share with you the three goals every personal brand should have. Whether you are an entrepreneur, a professional, whether you're in corporate America, whatever position you have, wherever you are in life, these are the three goals that you always want to make sure that your brand is striving for. Number one, your personal brand should attract. Your personal brand should attract. You attract through great messaging and powerful visuals. Your personal brand should attract through great messaging and powerful visuals. That's very important. Very, very, very important. So the question here that you want to ask yourself is, what does your first point of contact say about who you are and what unique value you have to offer the world or whoever is the person that comes in contact? We call it in the business world your ideal customer or client. Or if you're on a 9-to-5, what does your first point of contact say about you in the workplace? So amongst your coworkers, your colleagues, your supervisors, the leaders within your organization. What does your first point of contact say? That means if you're working in corporate America, if you're a corporate entrepreneur, that means when you walk through those doors every morning, what does your appearance look like? Are you coming to work slacking? Are you bringing your all? Are you giving how you look and how you present yourself at work 100%? Are you attracting the person that you're trying to get attention, rather it be that ideal customer client, rather it be for an opportunity, rather it be a supervisor? Are you attracting them through the powerful visual? Are you attracting them through your attitude, your body language, how you speak, how you articulate your words at work? Is it authentic to you? Now, let me pause there. I'm not saying you have to be like grammatically correct, because if that's not who you are, that's just not who you are. But if your brand, if you want your brand to exemplify being proper and being well-spoken, then you want to work on those things, right? So your brand should attract through great messaging and powerful visuals. And if your visuals are all over the place, then people will naturally assume that you are too. And when they're not attracted, there's no connection. So no attraction means no connection. And if you're in the business world, no connection means no what? Money. And we want to make money, right? If you're in a 9-to-5, no attraction, meaning if your supervisor could care less whether you come to work or not, if they're not speaking to you, if they're not attracted to you, you will not get that connection that you need to get that raise or that promotion or to climb that corporate ladder, right? So that's the first goal of every personal brand. The second goal every personal brand should have is that it should retain. And you retain through superb marketing. I have a book suggestion for you guys. And actually, you can check the description of this episode. I'm going to include some podcast notes. So from this episode, I'm going to include all of the names of the books and things that I refer to you and some links for you as well. Jab, Jab, Right Hook by Gary Vee. Gary Vee is like the social media guru. He is excellent at personal branding. I mean, he just reeks personal branding. And what's beautiful is that he retains. He not just attracts us through his filthy language and his blunt attitude about life and business. He's just really good at what he does. But he doesn't just attract us with the F-bombs and his great skill and his amazing videos on social media, right? Strong messaging. But he retains us through superb marketing. He constantly gives us value. He constantly positions himself strategically in the front of us. He's not one of those people that's saying, oh, I'm too old for Snapchat. My teenager uses Snapchat, so I can't. Or, I don't want to get on Facebook because there's too much going on Facebook. You know, those people that make those excuses, I hope you're not one of them. He does a superb job at retaining our attention through superb marketing. So are you strategically positioning yourself in the front of people who will find interest and a lot of value in who you are and how you can add to their lives? That's the question you have to ask yourself. And you strategically position yourself every day with everything that you do, from down to your post on social media to the places that you hang out at on the weekends. Is it strategically positioning you in the front of the people that you need to be in the front of? Are you meeting them? And this is a key here. Because a lot of times we attract them, we retain them, but we're not fully retaining them because we've got to start meeting people in a place that is convenient for them. Example, and I shared this with a client the other day. She has a successful blog, but now we're trying to refocus her into podcasting. And the reason why I think that podcasting, well, I know that podcasting is the next best step for her personal brand, is because her target audience are moms, not just moms that stay at home, but busy moms, moms that are on the go, entrepreneurs, women who hold high positions in corporate America. They are just freaking busy. Not only are they busy in their careers and professional life, these women have small children, sometimes more than one of them. They don't have time to stop and read a blog post every week. So the best way to not lose that attraction and to retain that mom is to meet her where she is. She wants your content. She wants to stay connected to you because she's attracted to you. But you got to help make it easier for her to listen to you and to get your messaging across. You do that by meeting her where she is. What do I mean by that, Toddy? She's a busy mom. Give her something to listen to in her car as she is hustling and bustling, going to work, on the subway, dropping the kids off, picking the kids up. She's still listening to you. She's still getting that information, but now you're making it easier for her. If you're working in corporate America, start showing up to those work parties and those family picnics on hot Saturdays that we absolutely hate, right? Because we only have 2 days off from work and we don't want to be around our coworkers and stuff on the weekends, you know. But to position yourself, to build a relationship, to build the attraction and to retain the attraction of the leaders in your organization, you've got to start showing up to those parties. Why? Because the majority of your coworkers are not showing up. So by you showing up, you're not only showcasing that you are committed to that organization, but you're showing that you want to be in position for your end goal, which is whatever, a promotion or a raise or whatever. You want to get familiar with the boss outside of the work environment. That's a strategy. That is a strategy, okay? That's a strategy. That is how you retain. That is how you retain. That is how you retain. The third goal every personal brand should have is that it should inspire. Sounds so easy, right? It sounds so easy. You inspire through your personal brand by showing compassion and providing extreme value to your audience. You show compassion. You inspire through your personal brand by not making it all about you all the time, literally, meaning that everything you do in life, in business, in at work, that you're not only thinking about your results, but that you're thinking about other people's results as a result of you tapping into and continuously cultivating your brand. Are you letting them into your world? Are you letting them into your world? Are you relatable? If you are relatable, are you showing them that? How are you showing them that you can relate to their lives? And because they can relate to you, how are you getting that messaging across? And so, a quick recap, your personal brand should have a goal to attract, to retain, and to inspire. That is, those are the three goals. So if you don't take anything away from this episode, make sure that you keep those in the forefront of your mind always. Always. Always, always. Whether you are your own boss or whether you're in corporate America, you should be attracting, you should be retaining, and you should be inspiring. Those are the three goals every personal brand should have. So guys, that is episode one of the Brand You Like a Boss podcast. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I hope that you are able to take away from today's episode. And if you did, I would love for you to share this episode with your community, with your followers, with your friends, with your family, anybody that you think would find value in today's episode. So thank you guys so much again for pre-ordering the Brand You Like a Boss book, which will be available on June 21st, 2017. I'm super excited about it. If you have not yet pre-ordered the book, I invite you to pre-order now and tap into the amazing bonuses that are available to you. You can pre-order the book at brandyoulikeaboss.com/pre-order. Please buy the book, buy the book, buy the book. For those of you who have pre-ordered, make sure you send in the screenshot of your receipt and we'll add you to the bonus list. And again, we're going to continue to give you access to some cool stuff. So you'll want to make sure that you're on the list at brandyoulikeaboss.com and you want to make sure you pre-order your copies because that is the only way that you'll get the bonuses. So again, guys, please review this podcast. Let me know down in the comment section of the review section, however it looks, wherever you're listening to this at. Leave a review. Let me know if this is helpful. Let me know all that good stuff. Feedback. I love feedback. So hit the subscribe button. Share with your friends. And one last thing. I invite all of you. We are now at, I believe, close to 200,000 social reach through the Thunderclap campaign. And if you don't know what the Thunderclap campaign is, go back and listen to the welcome episode of this podcast where I explained it. But in a nutshell, on June 21st, every person that supports this free Thunderclap campaign, all of your posts will go live at 12 p.m. Eastern on June 21st. And as a result, it will allow us to break the internet. We're going to break the internet on June 21st. And it is only with your help that we'll be able to do that. So go over to bit.ly/support BYLAB and you can join the party. So guys, until episode 2, thank you guys so much for listening, and I will talk to you soon.